kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Healthy Pinoy.
Matapos ang mahabang bakasyon at pagdiriwang kung saan kaliwat kanan ang party, kaya hindi maiiwasan isa sa mga gustong bawasan sa pagsisimula ng bagong taon ay ang timbang o magkaroon ng healthy lifestyle. At ayon sa mga eksperto, maraming paraan ang Balik Alindog program na pwedeng subukan ngayong 2026. Makakatulong pa para maiwasan ang mga sakit na banta sa kalusugan.
Start with baby steps. Yun talaga for me, para mas maging consistent ka and also for you to be more like sustainable.
Ito ang simpleng payo ng fitness coach na si Mark Banta sa pagsisimula ng bagong ikaw ngayong bagong taon. Sabi nito, planuhin ang lahat kung opsyon mo ang pagpunta sa gym o mag-ehersisyo sa loob ng bahay para sa fitness journey mo.
Workout program mo, structure your, like, as early as Sunday, example lang. Alam mo na, okay, Tuesday, Thursdays, mag-workout ako, say, first thing in the morning, kahit 15 minutes lang to. And then, being prepared, mas dumadali kasi, as compared sa parang hinihintay mo lang na guessing game, tulog yung kids, mag-workout ako.
Huwag ma-pressure at ma-overwhelm sa mga nakikitang malaki na ang pinagbago sa kanilang pangangatawan o fitness journey. Dapat magsimula sa kung ano ang kaya mong gawin.
So starting from zero, none at all, no training experience, mag-workout ka lang say twice a week. Tapos mag-start ka lang with walking. Kunin mo lang yung rhythm mo.
Yes.
Walk for 10 to 15 minutes. Ang training naman is, hindi naman kailangan talaga siya lagi sa gym eh, di ba? Pwede ka naman mag-start with bodyweight sa bahay. Eventually, pag feeling mo, parang kaya ko to. Siguro mag-start ka na with, invest ka sa onting equipment. Pag gumagaan na siya, siguro time for you to enroll sa nearest commercial gym mo. Tapos from there, you'll start with 2 to 3 times. Tapos, don't be too hard on yourself na parang may deadline ka. Pag may deadline, parang yung pressure kasi din, di ba? So yeah, yun eh. Nagiging overwhelming yung starting line natin.
Binigyang diin ni Coach Banta. Dapat paglaanan ng panahon ang pag-ihersisyo dahil magkakaroon lang ng magandang resulta kapag consistent sa ginagawang routine kahit pa simple ito.
Lagi tayo naghahanap ng ideal schedule na one day, hoping na mag-fall into place lahat. Get the 8 hours of sleep, pair ka ng food mo. Hindi naman talaga siya darating eh. Kung dumating man siya siguro once, twice a month. But we have to embrace or know the fact na talaga namang mahirap ang schedule natin eh. Paano natin siya i-fit in na having consistent, say, tuwing at twice or thrice lang muna. As compared sa hinihintay mo lang din, siguro yung work ko next week gagaan din to eh. Tapos yung kids ko siguro magkakaroon ng short break. Tapos from there mag-workout na ako. Tapos magkakasakit ka. Tapos yung winter, example lang, ang hirap bumangon, hirap mag-workout. Ay siguro sa summer na lang. Tapos yung nga nagpo-procrastinate tayo hanggang na-overwhelm na tayo. Parang eventually, hindi, wala na ulit.
Dagdag pa ng coach, bottom line ng lahat ng ginagawang paggalaw-galaw ng katawan ay para tulungan kang maging malakas kahit pa tumataas na ang edad.
Masaya ka na eh, napagising mo parang, okay, pagtayo ko wala akong, example lang, back pain. Kasi now, I get this a lot, yung clients ko ngayon, nasa 30 to 40s na eh. I have clients na nasa early 50s. Hindi ko siya nako-consider before or hindi, wala akong idea na, kasi bata pa tayo, like, everyday kahit mag-workout ka, yung soreness, kaya may brush off kahit
kaya.
Na 5-6 hours of sleep lang. Ngayon, gising ka lang ng puyat, ramdam mo yung brain fog mo throughout the day, yung quality of thinking mo iba na. So, yeah, yung na-mention mo about just moving na walang body pain or you for you to function well, especially in dads, mabuhat mo lang yung groceries mo from your car na walang pain, mabubuhat mo yung baby mo, nahahabol mo yung baby mo, masaya ka na, bonus na na yung abs eh.
Kung ang healthy diet o kinakain naman ang pag-uusapan, dahan-dahanin ang pagbabago hanggang sa makuha ang target.
Also with your diet challenging yan is kung ano yung food mo or syempre yung setting sa family, linuto mo. Alam nga naman di ka kumain, example lang,
kare-kare. Adobo. Kare-kare. Diba? Oo. Pork sinigang.
But pwede tayong, say, twice a week lang, let's start with healthy meals. From there, 2 out of 5. Parang kaya ko na increase to 3 out of 5.
Oo.
Start incorporating fruits. Hindi mo naman completely kailangan pag nag-start ka mag-workout, tanggalin mo na yung rice right away. Tanggalin ko na kaagad yung mga simple joys natin like dessert, pizza.
Oo.
Yung three pizzas mo, gawin mong two.
Mm-mm.
For me, healthier version mo na yun eh.
Mm-mm.
Kahit sabihin niya sa akin, coach, nagdo two pizzas ako. Eh, gaming siya from three eh. Big jump na yun, di ba? So yun lang, wag mo muna tanggalin. Tapos from there, iba na ulit na level. From grade 1, grade 2 ka na. O yung two pizzas mo, siguro gawin nating one.
Kung hindi mo type ang pagpunta sa gym o home workout, maaring subukan ang Zumba. Ito ang pag-ehersisyo sa pamamagitan ng sayaw sabay sa isang masiglang tugtog o music. Ayon sa 53 years old na Zumba enthusiast at certified retro dance instructor mula Brisbane na si Janet McKelvey, pinili niyang maging healthy para hindi matulad sa mga magulang na may iniindang sakit tulad ng hypertension at sakit sa puso. Kwento niya, malaki ang tulong ng Zumba sa kanyang fitness journey.
Keep telling myself, if it wasn't for Zumba, baka taba-taba ako na ngayon. If consistent ako na I go to the gym and I dance and I do Zumba, especially if we have events, I find that my body is lighter. So you know, I'm more agile, then I can do more work. Like you have a lot more energy, you don't feel lethargic. So you look younger, you're happier, and you have friends. And I think you're healthier when you're happy. And like I said, I haven't been sick for a really long time.
Kung hindi ka naman komportable sa pagsasayaw, baka swak sa'yo ang park run o walking. Ayon kay Washington Fermeza, isang aircraft mechanic at running enthusiast, libangan lang ang pagsali niya sa park run noong 2014 sa Brisbane. Pero habang tumatagal, mas lalo niyang nagustuhan ang pagtakbo kaya nahikayat siyang magbahagi ng healthy lifestyle. Gusto niyang mas marami pang Pilipino ang maging aktibo at malusog. Kaya noong 2021, binuo niya ang mga grupong Pinoy Park Runners at Mananakbo Australia.
You can show up with any shoes or clothing. You can just walk. Because in park run, everyone finishes. They're gonna wait for you until you finish. So no matter how long it takes. Some people actually walk the whole time, the whole way, 5K, and finish within an hour. It's a very friendly environment, young and old, pregnant, every sizes. It will improve your cardiovascular system, which is like, you know, your heart and circulatory system. I guess, you know, heart is a very vital organ. When you finish a run, we have this thing we call runner's high. It's like a feeling of euphoria. It's like feeling of being happy, like, you know, you achieve something, you finish a 5K, it's like, you know, your mood is really good. Improve your mood or your stress level. One of the benefits of running, it also improves your health markers, like, you know, blood pressure, sugar.
Maaari ding subukan ang intermittent fasting. Pero paalala ng specialist GP na si Dr. Angelica Lugarta Scott, bago simulan, kumonsulta sa doktor at dietitian, silang may mga iniindang sakit.
During intermittent fasting, yung body natin is using the stored energy in order to continue our function. So we as human beings, this ability to function at high level, both physically and mentally, during extended period of time, it can happen, yeah. And that's how our biology has evolved and adapted, yeah. So this is a very, very nice way of, you know, pag-schedule ng ating eating. Yung mga generally healthy, they're fine. Pero yan siguro yung may mga chronic conditions, may mga diabetes, may mga liver condition or kidney conditions. It's important, obviously, to check with your doctor first or with your dietitian to make sure everything is okay.
Binigyang diin ng doktor habang maaga gawin ang mga nararapat na hakbang para hindi kapitan ng sakit. Lumabas kasi sa ulat ng Department of Science and Technology's Food and Nutrition Research Institute, 2 sa bawat 10 Pilipinong na sa edad 20 hanggang 59 ay pre-diabetic. Habang patuloy na lumalaki ang populasyon ng Pilipino sa Australia, sabi ng doktor, unti-unti ding humaharap sa iba't ibang uri ng sakit ang komunidad. Kaya't iniisa-isa niya ang top 3 na mga sakit na banta sa kalusugan ng mga Pilipino. Una sa listahan ang sakit sa puso at stroke na pangunahing sanhi ng pagkamatay. Pumapangalawa ang type 2 diabetes. At pangatlo, ang tinatawag na silent killer na chronic kidney disease. Sabi ni Dr. Angelica Lugorta Scott, lahat ng ito ay pwedeng maiwasan kung bigyan ng prioridad ang kalusugan at sisimula ng unang hakbang sa mas maayos at malusog na lifestyle.
So I think number one really is to look out for their diet. So for example, yung day-to-day, even if they are in their 20s or 30s, early on, they have to look at their diet, avoiding processed foods, avoiding yung tinatawag nating refined carbohydrates or yung naked carbohydrates. So anything that you can buy in the shops, yung mga na-processed na, those are very, very high risk because they can shoot up your blood sugar in the blood. They can cause insulin resistance and metabolic syndrome. So early on pa yun, nangyayari na yun sa katawan. But then siguro after many years that they've been exposed to these processed foods, then they eventually develop insulin resistance and diabetes. So secondly is to really make sure they do exercises. So recommendation really is to have 45 minutes of moderate intensity exercise. So yung moderate intensity exercise is enough na yung it can make you puff and like brisk walking, exercises. So yun ang recommendation. And losing weight is also very important, especially here in Western countries, in Australia, and even in the Philippines, marami ng mga overweight or nabulong sa tinatawag nating obese. So losing weight really, really lowers your risk. So tinatawag nating lowers your cardiovascular risk, lowers your metabolic syndrome risk, at lowers your diabetes risk. Kung kulang kasi sa sleep, it causes us to have, poorer immune system, it also causes our sugar to spike, and causes us to eat more unhealthy, really. We crave more unhealthy foods. We are deprived of sleep. Regular checkups are crucial, especially because Filipinos, we often don't feel sick until it's too serious. And my message, of course, prioritize your health. Even if you feel fine, your future self will thank you.
Pinoy. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.